Welcome to Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope, where each week you will find yourself feeling loved, inspired, and encouraged in your life. Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope will place a smile on your face and warm the cockles of your heart. Tune in each week, Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the show. Welcome, Drew and Eric and Olivia. I'm glad to have you on. Anybody who's listening out there in the archives will be listening, and on their iPads, iPhones. I wanted to welcome all of you tonight, and I'm going to be talking a little bit about God's love and various subjects that will inspire and encourage you, I hope. And just wanted to give a little shout-out to Dave Nassene, who is now my sponsor for Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope. He sponsors me every week. God bless him. And if you're in the chat room, all the links to the people who sponsor me and who I partner with are in ministry are in there, but I'm going to read them to you. And Dave has a show also on Blog Talk Radio. Caregiverscaregiver.com is his webpage, and you can view his webpage and purchase his book. And please feel free to share this link with everyone you know. That's http://caregiverscaregiver.com caregiverscaregiver.com. Also, I wanted to let you know they're having WOW Jam July 1st in the Sunland, Tahunga area where I live. And it's a big, huge outreach to all our precious homeless veterans and homeless, other homeless and elderly and disabled and low income. And you need to contact makingithappeninc.org and contact Patty Colvin. I partner with her in ministry. They're needing Shasta Cola in the cans, many cases of that, and they need lots and lots of those individual bags of chips. They're going to have 2,200 people show up, if not more. So they want to be ready for that July 1st, and they need to have the donations in by July 22nd. So if you could remember that, that's makingithappeninc.org and contact Patty Colvin at the Chapel of the Hills Church on Ora Vista Boulevard is where she works out of. Also, we have Chaplain Steve, who is a workplace chaplain. He also does bail bonds, Christian bail bonds in the San Diego area. And you can go to his website at www.sandiegoworkplacechaplains.com. His toll-free number is 1-800-539-6143. Again, that's 1-800-539-6143. Then I also partner with HopeMill.com with Pearl Huber. She quarterly gives me blessing bags and backpacks to distribute amongst the homeless veterans and other homeless in the community. And what happens there is she supplies them with blankets and hats and socks and food and water and toiletries and a sheet, also included of resources for all different kinds of help for the homeless. And this month in June, she's in need of non-gender deodorant and pop-top cans of Chef Boyardee, ravioli, SpaghettiOs, things of that nature. So if you can contact Pearl Huber at HopeMill.com, If you can donate those items, that would be wonderful. And then we have a wonderful faith-based movie coming out towards the end of the year, later in this year, called Heavenly Deposit. And George Vincent and Rick Irvin are the directors and producers of this wonderful faith-based movie. Their web site is heavenlydeposit.com. That's heavenlydeposit.com. Go there and check out the trailer. And you could sign up and let them know what city you're in so they can make sure that the movie will be shown in your city. Also, last but not least, Mama Joyce's website is angeloflovministry.com. There you will find all the things that I've done over the past 35 years plus in the community. At the top, the links are there at the top of the page, community service and such. So check it out and pray over it. See how God leads you if you want to donate any clothing or non-perishable food items or gift cards to Walmart or Jack in the Box or McDonald's. I can distribute those into the hands of those who are in need. So having said that, I want to welcome all of you back to the show. And just want to start you off with my sponsor, who's Dave. He's got a wonderful, wonderful show on Blog Talk Radio, Dave Nassanay. So I'm going to play this this little commercial on behalf of Dave Nassanay.
Anytime we suffer loss, we grieve. And a lot of people don't realize what even the grief process is. But it could be 5 to 7 steps ranging from denial, I don't believe this is happening, anger, oh my gosh, I'm so upset this is happening, to a form of bargaining, how can I get out of this, to depression, which is a very serious thing because that often leads to suicide. And then finally, after you realize you have no more control over your situation and you're totally okay with the new normal that it brings, that wonderful, wonderful place called acceptance.
Being a caregiver takes a special person with passion and compassion. But even you can become a little burned out from time to time. The Caregiver's Caregiver Radio Show was developed to help you overcome obstacles, adversity, and burnout, as well as just having a place to rest, relax, and recharge your batteries. We've all been there, and you're not alone. Now, you can take the Caregiver's Caregiver with you. Get the top 25 radio shows in convenient form that plugs right into your USB car stereo or computer. Learn the techniques, tips, and encouragement we all need to better handle the day-to-day challenges. For around $1 per show, just $29.77, get the credit card-sized USB card to have with you anytime you need a caregiver's pick-me-up. Just go to DaveTheCaregiver'sCaregiver.com and order yours today. Go to DaveTheCaregiver'sCaregiver.com now. Consider it an investment in you and ultimately an investment in them.
Which leads me to share with you, grief is a very real and honest emotion. Sometimes we grieve over loss of a loved one or loss of a job or loss of our health, loss of a relationship. There's a lot of reasons to grieve, but Dave Nassanay has mastered how to deal with that effectively. And he is a Christian, and he's got a heart of gold, and he's been helping me over the years in various ways by contributing to my ministry as well, and now he's my sponsor. So please do go to caregiverscaregiver.com and check out his shows and the book he wrote, and support him. He's a wonderful, wonderful, godly brother, and I would like for you to do that. You know, the days that we have here in the United States especially, of course, things happening around the world too, I wanted to share with you in my heart how difficult and challenging it is when you hear all kinds of news and bad reports and watch the things that are happening and evolving around you. But that's why it's so important that we become a part of the solution and not the problem. Each one of us, God wants us to bring love back into the world and truth. And he loves us so much. He wants a relationship with us. It's not about religion, folks. It's about relationship. He desires for us to know him. And how do we do that? By reading the Bible, by praying and studying the word and plugging into a body of Christ that will be supportive of you and be there for you in your time of need. But most of all, even when there might be nobody else in the world to understand you, God understands you, and he desires a relationship with us. And, you know, he looked on the world, he saw what was happening, and so he decided our world needed a savior, someone who would die on the cross and take all our sins away, and someone who would love us so much that he would lay down his life for us. And God loved us so much, us, that he gave his only begotten son to die on the cross for us, for our sins. And I think that's pretty, I mean, you can't even compare that to anything. God loved us that much that he would sacrifice his own son. You know, and you can learn the attributes, the characteristics of God and his son through the Bible. He doesn't expect perfection from us. He doesn't expect us to do things that are grandiose. He just desires for us to love, to forgive, and to help others. And, you know, he's done that. When Jesus walked the earth, he did many healings and miracles. He had the power to do that. And the Holy Spirit gives us the power. And we could call on God and ask for that to happen. Please, God, help us to be a light into the world. Help us to love one another and help each other and learn to forgive. Help us to tip the scales back from all the evil and the negativity and the hurtful people in our world, and help us to be a light and a loving extension of you, God. And you want to know his attributes? His attributes stem from these two commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your strength and your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. And it's all contingent on that one word, love. And God is love, and he loves us so much. He desires a relationship with us. So please, please get to know him. You know, a lot of people say, if I get to know God, people are going to call me a religious fanatic, or I have to give up booze, and I have to give up the things that I enjoy, you know, dope or sexual promiscuity or porn or whatever. Let me tell you something, folks. We're only here temporarily, not for a real long time. We're here temporarily. Where we spend eternity, that means forever, happens when we leave this world. Now, in your heart, do you want to be separated from God when you leave this world and walk in darkness? I wouldn't. I know I wouldn't. I'm going to tell you something. God desires things for us. He desires good things. He's not asking for perfection. He knows we're going to sin. He knows we're going to fail. But with his help, we can overcome the world the way Jesus did. With his help, just have to ask. Go to him and say, you know, Father, I'm doing drugs, or I drink too much and I can't stop, and I want to feel better, but these things are causing me to sin, and these things I'm afraid, you know, I just can't stop. Well, he understands that. He understands all things. Why? Because he created us. That's why. So we don't have to wonder, do you understand that I'm brokenhearted because I'm feeling grief and I want to take drugs, or I want to drink so that I don't have to feel the pain? Some people do that so they don't have to feel the pain of cancer, or they don't have to feel the emotional pain. Whatever you're going through, whether it's emotional or physical pain or grief or separation, whatever it is in your life, there is a God who cares. And there is a God, I'm here to tell you that there is a God that loves you and he can deliver you. There is going to be times in our lives when we make choices in our lives, and maybe they're not so good choices, such good choices. But you want to know something, folks? There's two things that God does when you make a bad choice. He either gives you grace and mercy and forgives you, which he does all the time, and you might have consequences for the behavior or the wrongdoing or the sin that you did. So you'll have to go through that, but you won't be going through it alone. He will be with you. And one more thing. He may allow you to be delivered from the consequence of your choice. Wherever the greater lesson is, that's what will take place, I believe. If there is a greater lesson for you to go through a consequence, then you'll go through the consequence. If there is a greater lesson in trusting God in a deeper way and experiencing his grace, then he will lift off that consequence from you. I've experienced both, and I've had to go through consequences of some of my choices that weren't so good. And there's been times where he's given me wonderful grace and mercy, and I haven't had to reap what I've sown at that time. So when that happens, that helps me and teaches me that when somebody in my life crosses my path, whether it's a loved one or even a stranger, and they need forgiveness or they need mercy or grace, I am able to do that freely because God did that for me. He forgave me and gave me grace, and he gave me mercy. Well, there's a lot of food for thought in what I've shared. And I wanted to go back a little bit here and reveal some famous Christians that are famous in our world. And I would love very much to share with you this famous Christian named Ronald Reagan.
Someone asked me whether I was aware of all the people out there who were praying for the president. And I had to say, yes, I am. I felt it. I believe in intercessionary prayer. But I couldn't help but say to that questioner after, that sometimes when he was praying, he got a busy signal. It was just me in there ahead of him. I think I understand how Abraham Lincoln felt when he said, I have been driven many times to my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go. Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny. I've said that we must be cautious in claiming God is on our side. I think the real question we must answer is, are we on His side? No matter where we live, we have a promise that can make all the difference. A promise from Jesus to soothe our sorrows, heal our hearts, and drive away our fears. He promised there will never be a dark night that does not end. Our weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. He promised if our hearts are true, His love will be as sure as sunlight. And by dying for us, Jesus showed how far our love should be ready to go. All the way. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. We all can be saved. Americans yearn to explore life's deepest truths, and to say their entertainment, or their idea of entertainment, is sex and violence and crime is an insult to their goodness and intelligence. We are people who believe love can triumph over hate, creativity over destruction, and hope over despair. And that's why so many millions hunger for God's good news. I've always believed that we were, each of us, put here for a reason, that there is a plan, somehow a divine plan for all of us. I know now that whatever days are left to me belong to Him. I also believe this blessed land was set apart in a very special way. Our forebears came not for gold, but mainly in search of God and the freedom to worship in their own way. We've been a free people living under the law with faith in our Maker and in our future. I've said before that the most sublime picture in American history is of George Washington on his knees in the snow at Valley Forge. That image personifies a people who know that it's not enough to depend on our own courage and goodness. We must also seek help from God, our Father and Preserver. We'll never find every answer, solve every problem, or heal every wound, but we can do a lot if we walk together down that one path that we know provides real hope. The morality and values such faith implies are deeply embedded in our national character. Our country embraces those principles by design, and we abandon them at our peril. My experience in this office I hold has only deepened a belief I've held for many years. Within the covers of that single book are all the answers to all the problems that face us today if we'd only read and believe.
That was Ronald Reagan's speech, and it holds true today. Like I said, I would like to consider myself a part of the solution and not the problem. So in my own small way, I try to do things that are benevolent, loving, kind, and be accurate when I represent God, because I love Him so much. And I don't want to do something that would discredit Him or make Him look bad or anything like that. And so I try to be very careful how I behave and how I portray Him, because I love Him. Just like my dad and mom when they were alive, in my adult years, I wanted to make them proud, you know, so I behaved in ways that you know, hopefully that took place. But when you love somebody so much and they love you and they've forgiven you for so much, you love them even that much more. And God has forgiven me for a lot of stuff that I've done wrong. And it really, really ministered to me, because some people may say, oh, you know, maybe God can't forgive me because I did this terrible thing or that sin or whatever. But listen, we're all sinners. We all fall short, and he still loves us. That's what the word unconditional means. There isn't a condition on how we love God or how much he loves us. He loves us without condition, unconditionally, just the way we are. But because I love him so much, that is why I want to grow in all of his ways. I don't want to continue the patterns of my youth or the wrongdoings and the sins of my past or anything. So what I do is I lay down those things at Jesus' feet, and I ask him, please help me to pick up the cross and follow you and love you. I don't go around judging anybody, and neither did Jesus when he walked the earth. He just wants us to love each other and help each other and learn to forgive. That's what he wants. He doesn't, see, for me, because of the way I was raised and stuff, I had a very difficult and challenging time growing up. So I always wanted to try to please my parents and, you know, go overboard and do whatever I could. And sometimes it would wear me out, you know, doing so many things to try to please them and never really feeling that I could. But I will tell you this, God doesn't put those requirements on us or on me. And it hasn't been but the last 6 months that I realized I don't have to do cartwheels, somersaults, and go to the ends of the earth and do this or do that to please him. I just have to be me and have the desire that he's put in my heart to reach out to the precious veterans, the precious special needs adults, the elderly, the homeless, you know, all the people who are hurting, some who fall through the cracks, who need a Mama Joyce hug, who need some hope. Some people have lost their hope because of the iniquity in the hearts of those who've waxed cold in our world. But you know something? Our only hope is in God and his son, Christ Jesus. That's our only hope, folks. Because like I said, we're only here for a short time. And where we spend eternity is really, really important, far more important than where we are here today. So it's important we try to do what God desires from us to do, to get to know him and his son, Jesus Christ, and love them and lay down the things that are not healthy or good, but instead pick up the cross and follow him. Follow the attributes of God. Read the Bible and see how God is loving and gracious and merciful and understanding. And listen, I'm not going to lie to you. God is a mystery. Sometimes he does things or allows things that we don't understand. And some people get angry at him for that. Why did you take my baby? Why did you do this? Why did you do that? Why did you allow war to come? Why did you? But you know something? Some of those answers won't be, some of those questions won't be answered until we go to be with him. But you got to realize this too, folks. He gives us free will, the freedom to choose. And because he's given us, he doesn't make us robots so that we have to be in certain confines and behave a certain way and do this and that. He gives us guidelines in the Bible, and he gives us the freedom to choose them. Do we want to follow those ways? I'm going to tell you something. Some of the ways that he wants us to behave is to forgive, because I'll tell you, that's hard to do sometimes, especially when you've been hurt by loved ones. But you know something? The forgiveness needs to come so it can heal you, so you can move forward. You know, maybe that person won't receive your forgiveness, but forgive them anyway. Just like Mother Teresa said, they may not, but love them anyway. Love them anyway. And, you know, this is how Jesus is. You know, if we forgive, then he's so much more ready to forgive us. So it's important that we learn to do that, to implement forgiveness into each of our lives. That's so important. And to bring love back into the world and not hate. You know, all these things, we can't go around pointing the finger at judging people. That's not what he asks us to do. Leave the judging part to God. We're just here as a living, loving example to love people into the kingdom of God, to show them that God is merciful and gracious because he has made his children to be in that way. The gospel is very, very important. Absolutely it is. But also coupled with the gospel of Jesus is the actions behind it and with it. It's wonderful to bring the gospel to the world and to the people and let them know that God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son to die for our sins on the cross and desire a relationship with us. And it's also what goes along with that is not dropping the ball there, but loving and being an extension of how God loved us that he did that. There's no greater love in this world than to lay down your life for your brother. And that's indeed what Jesus has done. So it's important, folks, that even though we may not understand some of his ways, we need to trust him. There's been times that I went through things I didn't understand where he was even, if he was with me, but indeed he was. And I'm here to share it with you. We're to be an encourager, an inspirer, and a loving entity to those around us so that our lights can shine. And it, like I said, it's not easy sometimes. Sometimes we're going to miss the mark. Sometimes we're going to fail. But we just don't remain there. That's the key. We're going to be depressed sometimes. We're going to sin sometimes. But ask God to forgive us. He does. And then pick up yourself by your bootstraps and go on, folks, and go forward. Because that's what he needs to do. And you know what? We can't do that on our own. I know I can't. From day to day, I live from day to day, one day at a time, asking God to get me through each day. And when he does, I thank him for it. But I want to be used by God. He's given me a heart for people who are hurting in this world. And he has allowed me to go through many, many challenges and difficulties in my own life. And he has asked me to be an extension of that love for him. And I very much welcome that. So I have a greater understanding, because I've been through so much myself, with those who are hurting. And I simply try to love them into the kingdom of God. There's someone who's come on the switchboard who would like to ask a question, I believe. Hello, you're on the air, 805 area code.
Oh, hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Okay, Donna. I'm so blessed that you called in, dear.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to know if you had any messages for me. I'm kind of...
Donna, do you need prayer?
Yeah, I think prayer would be good.
Okay, honey. All right. Donna, I will pray for you as the Holy Spirit leads, and it's a pleasure to do that. It really is. And thank you for calling in, and I'm going to pray for you right now.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, I lift up Donna for you. She has some questions in her heart and perhaps even some doubts of direction where she needs to go in her life or what she needs to do. And Heavenly Father, I lift this precious sister up to you right now. And I ask that you reach from heaven and pour out your Holy Spirit upon her. and meet every need that she has. And Father, if she needs to know you in a deeper way, I ask that you draw her close to you and lavish her with your love. Father God, build up the Holy Spirit in her, and with her seeking, loving heart, help her to know you in a deeper way than she's ever known you before, Father. Pour out your Spirit upon her, meet her every need to overflowing, and bring people into her life who will come alongside of her and be a support to her. If she needs healing, Father God, I ask that you bring your healing touch to her body, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet and all points in between. And Heavenly Father, thank you for Donna. Thank you for bringing her to the show tonight. And may all her needs be met according to your will, in your perfect way, and in your perfect time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, Donna. It's always a pleasure to pray, and I'm very blessed to be able to do that for you. I wanted to play a song now to kind of break the mood up a little bit here and pour out some love upon my show. And so I'm going to play a song for you. And if any of you are in the baby boomer era or thereabouts, Eleanor Powell was a wonderful, wonderful dancer and a beautiful singer. And I love music, and I know God has created music as well. And so I hope you will love this. It's called You Are My Lucky Star by Eleanor Powell. Beautiful. I love Eleanor Powell. I hope that just ministered to your heart. You know, I'm so grateful to be able to do this show, and I hope it inspires and encourages you to want to do something wonderful in our world and to make a difference. You know, there's so many things, so many needs that are in our world today, especially with our precious veterans. And, you know, they need a place to be when they're done of defending our country and coming home for more. They need a place to come and where they can be healed and loved. That's so important. It's so important. I'm going to play this clip for you. This is a veteran with post-traumatic stress disorder. And I want you to listen to this clip here, please.
All too often, veterans who've experienced combat return home with emotional scars. Many also have physical scars and injuries they'll need to cope with for the rest of their lives. One veteran's inspiring tale serves as a reminder that, no matter how deep these wounds may be, life is what you make it. In fact, this could be a story straight out of Hollywood.
Brock Monroe is a character played by Army veteran J.R. Martinez on the long-running soap opera All My Children. His role is that of an injured veteran who deals with the struggles of returning home. But J.R.'s scars aren't the work of a makeup artist. They are real. His story is one of survival, courage, and an incredible outlook on life. It was April 5th, 2002. Corporal Martinez was 19 years old and 6 months into his deployment to Iraq when he found himself fighting for his life.
When I ran over the landmine, the other three soldiers were thrown out of the vehicle at different distances, but I, on the other hand, was trapped inside the truck.
Through the fire and smoke, he fought to breathe. J.R. survived, but sustained burns over 40% of his body and lung damage from inhaling heavy smoke. For 3 weeks afterwards, he was in a medically induced coma. When he regained consciousness, J.R. asked for a mirror.
That's when the anger, that's when the depression, that's when the regret, you know, for a second kicked in.
Enduring a painful recovery and experiencing deep depression, J.R.'s mother was with him every step of the way.
So what do I have going for me at this point? And I remember asking my mother, I was like, do I even have a personality? And she laughed and she said, you do. And she said, whoever's going to be in your life is going to be in your life for who you are as a person and not what you look like.
After suffering through 33 surgeries and learning to walk again, J.R. learned about an audition for the role of Iraq veteran Brock Monroe on All My Children. With no acting experience and nothing to lose, he took a chance that landed him the part over 600 other people who auditioned. J.R.'s story is exceptional, but his need for continuing support remains, a need that's met in part by VA.
Veterans Affairs has given a lot back to me. Every time I've needed something, all I have to do is pick up the phone and speak to my, you know, my doctor or my social worker, whoever it may be, and it's done.
And J.R.'s advice for fellow veterans?
There are people that love you and support you, and there's opportunities here for you to take advantage of.
J.R.'s outlook on life, despite his combat experiences and injuries, gives him purpose. It gives him a drive that moves him to take advantage of opportunities as they come along, pushing him to lead a life filled with new experiences and new challenges.
To take a look at episodes of J.R. Martinez playing the role of Brock Monroe on All My Children, simply go to the ABC website shown on your screen.
There are ways to overcome that and deal with it, but they can't do it alone. We need to help them. So it's important that we take time to make a difference in our world, even if it's small. You don't have to have money. You don't have to have anything monetarily or anything like that. Give your time. Give an ear to listen, if nothing else. And always, always, there's so much power in prayer. Don't forget to pray. That's so, so important, because that's the best tool that we have as a Christian, is to pray. And God moves. And he answers prayer. He certainly does. I don't know if any of you know who Paul Harvey is, but he is a very outspoken individual. And he did a little something, a couple of things actually, about a farmer and about the devil and all kinds of stuff. And he makes perfect sense. I'm going to play this clip for you. And Paul Harvey speaks, "If I Were the Devil." And listen to this closely, folks. Please listen to this, because it makes it really hits home and makes sense. Listen now carefully.
If I were the devil,
If I were the Prince of Darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. Thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
Isn't that something? You know, and please be aware of what's going on in the world. That's why it's so very, very, very important that the people who listen to my show and share my show want to make a positive difference in our world and bring God back into it. Listen, this nation from our forefathers was based on one nation under God. And so much of that has changed over the years. And we need to bring God back into our country. And we need to pray for our president. We need to pray for the government. We need to pray for the people of this nation, the people of our world, the leaders of our world. We need to pray for Israel. We need to pray for all of these precious ones who are lost and feeling hopeless. We need to be an example of Christ to all who he sends us to. And I'm hoping that the people who listen to this show tonight will have a desire, a tug on their heartstring to want to get to know God and his son, Jesus Christ. I pray so. I have just about 10 minutes left of the show, and I do want to pray. I always like to pray on my shows because people need prayer, and God hears our prayers and listens, and he responds. And so I'd like to do that. And anybody who needs prayer tonight, yes, you know, Drew, that's right. We must stand behind our country leaders, and regardless of political views and opinions, that's extremely important. We seem to have lost sense of that. Thank you, Drew, for sharing that. I want to pray for, as the Holy Spirit leads me, and any of you who are listening now or in the archives who have a prayer need, request, I will lift that up. I don't have to know what it is or who you are. I'm just going to lift it up, and God knows. That's all who needs to know. And I pray that every single person who needs prayer tonight will receive it, and God will be glorified, and that he will answer favorably. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I lift up first Israel to you and our nation and our world leaders and all of our world, and I ask that you breathe peace upon this world and the United States, that we invite you, Father, I hope there's enough of us that invite you, God, back into the United States again and into our world, and change the hearts of those that have waxed cold and the iniquity that's fallen on this earth, Father God. Please bring love back into this world, and please bring peace, Father. And we lift up all of those who are hurting tonight, all of those, whether they have physical healing or emotional healing, especially our veterans, Father, and our police department and fire departments and our military and first responders, Father, and civil servants. We lift them all up to you tonight, Father God, with all of their needs. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you pour out your Holy Spirit and that you heal them, touch them, deliver them, and breathe your love upon each and every one of them, Father. And draw them close to you. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your love for them and your healing power. Thank you, Father. And Lord, I lift up Olivia, Drew, and Gigi, and Donna, and Eric, and Nikki, and all the people who've listened tonight on the show, on Barry and Henry, and Sherry, anybody who's listening to the show, even though I may not know your name. And I lift up all of your needs, Father God. I lift up all of their needs, and I ask that you breathe upon them, that you meet their needs, Father, that you reveal yourself to them in a very concrete way. And I pray for Drew and Chris for a good move towards the end of this month, with safety, protection, and happiness and joy and excitement. And Father, for Eric and Nikki, and for Gigi and Donna and Henry and Barry and Jacob and all of these precious ones, Father, who listen to my show and who need prayer, Father, all of those who I may not know their name, but they need prayer, and for Sam, who needs healing, Father God. And I thank you, and for those who don't know you, Father, who don't know you and your Son, Jesus Christ, I lift them up to you tonight, and I ask that you draw them close to you, Father, that you bring them close to you and reveal yourself to them in a very concrete manner. You pour out your Holy Spirit and heal them, Father. Draw them to you, Father. Deliver them from the pit, Father, and deliver them from all infirmities and sin, and cause them to see you, to open their eyes, mind, and heart to receive you, Jesus. Please, Father, reveal yourself to them in a very concrete way. I ask that you meet every need of our veterans and military special and our firefighters and those and the police and those who have lost loved ones, Father. I lift them up to you tonight, and I ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit upon them, and bring them comfort and love, Father. And I thank you for this opportunity to come together and lift all these needs up to you, Father, and stop the hands of the enemy and ISIS and the evil ones and the evildoers. Show them your mighty power, Father God. Show them your mighty power. And we thank you and give you all the glory in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Listen, I wanted to also say today, before I end the show, that I would love for people to tell other people about my show. Let them know that Mama Joyce is on every Saturday night at 7 o'clock Pacific time, and that they could call in and ask for prayer if they need it. And Father God, thank you once again for this opportunity. And please remember Dave Nassanay, caregivers, caregiver.com, hopemill.com, San Diego Workplace Chaplains.com, makingithappeninc.org, and heavenlydeposit.com, and my ministry, angeloflovministry.com. Remember all of these in your prayers. If you can help with any of these ministries, please do. And if you need to contact me, you can contact me through the show or through angeloflovministry.com. I have about 3 minutes left on the show. I'm going to play a couple songs for you. Just know that I love you all. I appreciate you. And may God get the glory out of this show each and every week. Thank you, Abba Father, for allowing me to do this show and spread the gospel, the word, and the love of God. Amen.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams, and life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. Thank you.
God bless you all. Good night, and see you again next Saturday at 7 p.m. Pacific time.